Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
The second reading today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. And it is a theme that I admit I chose. And hopefully these words will mean something. I myself, Paul, appeal to you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ. I who am humble when face to face with you, but bold toward you when I am away. I ask that when I am present, I need not show boldness by daring to oppose those who think we are acting according to human standards. Indeed, we live as human beings, but we do not wage war according to human standards. Well, this is it. I've said this before. I'm always humbled that you would even listen to me in this time with all of you. I appreciate the fact that you trust in me and trust that I will say something with spirit and with energy. And I thank you for that. This is like a journey for me anyway, and it's something that I want to share. Hopefully you'll get some of the meaning as I talk through this. But let's pray first. Gracious and good God, thank you for this opportunity. I ask for guidance in all that I'm saying and in the words that you want me to speak. Open all of our hearts and help us listen to each word and soak it in and stain us with your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Let me first start by saying anytime I have an opportunity to speak or to write, for some reason, and I write for myself as well as others, for some reason, I always try to think of a theme. And sometimes those themes just hit me in the face, like I'm sure it does with you from time to time. Something just catches your eye or catches your ear. And that happened to me just about the time that I was asked to speak here today. And I think it's probably apropos in today's world. And as some of the flyers that have been passed out, it's about being gentle. I happened to be in the car listening to the radio, and an interview came on, and an interview with a famous character actor, John Turturro, who is also quite a director as well. And as he spoke, the interviewer asked, "Why are you such a successful actor in such diverse roles?" And he is a character actor, so sometimes from a wide range, good to bad. And what John said was, "I approach each role with gentleness." Meaning with openness, thoughtfulness. Being gentle is carrying the character forward into the story. I just don't charge ahead. I carry the character and let it grow just as it had grown in the story. Then he paused for a moment, and he said something a little broader. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all our interactions with each other started with gentleness? That wasn't the topic, but it came out. And once he said that and I heard that, I thought about it all day. I don't know why. It just happened that way. Being gentle and gentle, having gentleness is mentioned a lot of times in the Bible. But I first, of course, went to the internet, and that's what I passed out today. And I'll just hit on a couple just to warm up to the subject. I like the first one. The first one that I gravitated to wasn't on the top of the page. It was in the middle of the page for some reason. Only the gentle are ever really strong. James Dean. Only the weak are cruel. Gentleness can only be expected from the strong. And the one that I really love is Mother Teresa's. Be kind and gentle. Always think before you speak, because the words you choose can only be forgiven, not forgotten. Think about that. What you say is never forgotten. So I guess I should be thankful today. Maybe my words will not be forgotten. On the other side of the paper, there's just to show that I tried to pick somebody internationally. Lane Thomas is a poet from South Africa, and I really like this. With all the things that are going out around in the world, this really hit home for me. Be soft. Do not let the world make you hard. Do not let the pain make you hate. Do not let the bitterness steal your sweetness. Take pride that even though the rest of the world may disagree, you still believe it to be a beautiful place. Isn't that true? Doesn't it make you just think about it all day? So this is my gift to you. Mother Teresa, wow. I then, of course, went to the Bible. And I'm a fan of actually looking at different translations. That's why I ran down and got our Bible, because we always read from the New Revised Standard Version. But I had written out the 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse. I had written it out in NIV. And I just like looking at how different translations look at things. And so I went on my favorite place for looking up subjects, verses, whatever it has to be. And when I typed in gentle or gentleness, it came out with about, in this case, I used the NIV, the New International Version. And it came out with about 23 sightings. Other versions, about the same. Anywhere from 20 to about 40 citations. And of course, there's all kinds of words that are connected to gentleness, kindness, other words like that. And I'll just read just a couple that just might just touch your heart. Certainly what Jim read, that passage in Proverbs, is one of those, where it gives you both sides, gentleness and hardness. Philippians, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. 1 Peter Chapter 3. Rather, it should be that your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's God's sight. And I could go on and on, as I said. But I encourage everyone to just take a moment and try that someday. Let's talk about gentleness. What is important about being gentle? It's being quiet. It's being a listener. It's discerning what is happening about you. It's about being in the moment. Being humble. Giving humbleness to others. Being kind, honest, and of course, authentic. I think there's many that speak about these words, but are not authentic. Welcome anybody with open arms. Be respectful. Learn where they are in their life, and that will teach you. In ancient times, they talked about greeting everybody with a holy kiss. And like many cultures today, that still goes on. We greet each other with a hug. We greet each other with a kiss on the cheek. And that was predominantly what took place back in Jesus' time. They didn't shake hands. They gave each other kisses. But they did it to mean something. We today, I think it's more meaningful, especially from my experience working with the senior part of the population, that just a little bit of a touch goes a long way in gentleness when you're speaking with someone. Even if it's a happy time, just touching somebody makes a difference. Like touch on the shoulder, on the elbow, a soft handshake. Gentleness is important. It does show a strength. You feel it. And you know, body language is a large part about it also. I'll give you an example. Again, I work with the senior side of the population, and oftentimes with people that have dementia. And one time I received a letter under my door from a gentleman that was being cared for by one of our staff. It was a 2-page letter. He has dementia, but he wrote a 2-page letter and told me how he was accosted, how he was yelled at and mistreated. And of course, had to investigate that and talk to the person, because he wrote the person's name out and everything in the letter that was under my door. I had to go see that person and say, what happened? And this person basically told me, and I could see this happening because it happens all the time. She wasn't yelling at him, but she wasn't looking at him. And we talked about that. We talked about the body language. We talked about how the approach was. And she simply didn't realize until we talked it out that it could have been, she could have been shouting at him. There's an assumption. You know, we kiddingly talk about this sometimes. There's an assumption that if somebody's blind, you start talking louder to them. You know, that's happened before, right? Or even if they have a broken arm or they're limping or something like that, you tend to talk to people a little bit louder and shouting. And usually it's not to the person. It's you're to the side of the person. You're not talking to them forward. It's not showing gentleness. And so we talked a little bit longer. And she suddenly realized, you know, I wasn't near him. I was probably 10 feet away. I saw something that was going to happen. I thought I saw a behavior that was not good. And I reacted too quickly. I didn't pause. I didn't use a soft touch on the shoulder. I realize what I did now. And that has, those kind of situations are impactful for me, and was impactful for her, because it reminded us about how we should treat each other. She was simply caught up in the moment. And I took that a little bit further in thought, and I realized that, you know, when we're greeting, especially, I thank you greeters for doing that job, because that is important. We're showing gentleness for our church. But I can remember times when I've stepped off to the side, and I thought, indifference is not gentleness. There can be situations where you could be having somebody could have a conversation and you're not in the conversation, but to the side. And that could show indifference. So again, body language, timing is important in order to be gentle. We're all on stage, whether we realize it or not. Didn't Shakespeare say that? Yeah. We're all on stage. Another example. Walking through the community that I work in, even walking through the dining room, I can be at the farthest end of the dining room, and somebody will be talking, thinking they're just talking to their seatmate 40 or 50 feet away, and they say, "Ooh, there's the big boss. Watch him. Watch him. Oh my gosh, he's wearing a pink shirt today." Meanwhile, they think I'm not hearing this. Then they say, "Ooh, he looks really grumpy today." We're all on stage. It's unbelievable. We all are on stage. And sometimes those comments do come out. I don't care what age you are. They come out, right? It makes us pause. And in those moments, I was probably grumpy looking. I should have been a lot less grumpy. I should have been a lot more thoughtful, a lot more quiet, a lot more serving, just as Jesus taught us in that moment. So I used to work for another senior living company, my first job. And they had something like the 10 or 12 commandments of how to interact with each other, our peers and fellow coworkers. One of the things that stuck out, has always stuck out, that helps me with this gentleness from time to time, is a statement: assume the best of intentions with everybody that you meet, with everybody that you interact with, whether it's work or play. Assume the best of intentions. And that just has hit home for me for a long time. A lot of times we don't assume the best of intentions. It sounds like an easy thing, but it's really hard. And I hate to say it, that even in our world today, nobody stops and assumes the best. There's not very many that assume the best of intentions. But if they did, as John Turturro said, gentleness would come out, and that we would start at the same spot with the other person, and we would walk together. We may not agree, but we would walk together because we didn't make any assumptions about each other. And maybe there's common ground. What's the opposite? We could walk around, be skeptical, always on our guard, not have any positivity, not trusting. I think all that takes more energy. That's why James Dean said, only the gentle are ever really strong. Because you got extra energy. Somebody that is ruminating, and I've done it. I know some of us may have done it. It takes more energy when you're ruminating, when you're worrying, when you're fearful. When you're fearful, you tend to lash out. That's not being gentle. And that's what Jesus said. So it takes more energy just to be the opposite. And that's something we should always remember. Just chill. I have a thought. Have you ever turned off the sound or turned down the sound when you're watching TV? Now, a thought just came to me. Is it a TV or a flat screen or what is it? But anyway, do you ever turn it off? Do you watch the mannerisms? I don't care if it's a sitcom or a reality show or talking heads on TV. Do you ever turn off the sound and watch the facial features, the approach to people? Try that sometime. And then try to think about that in your own approach. It's amazing what you see in facial features, the little twitches, the little downward corners of the mouth that may show a little bit of discouragement, a little bit of distrust maybe. Try that sometime. Body language and how we carry ourselves throughout the day is important. And it's something I'm still practicing. And I'll probably still practice when I'm 90. So let's go back. Let's go back for a moment to the Bible. 2 Corinthians on the NIV translation. By the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, like I am now, but bold toward you when away. I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be toward some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. To me, that's a place for churches to be. A place where we accept and welcome anyone. A place where we don't, I won't use wage war, that's a really harsh, where we celebrate our differences, we work together, we don't assume bad intentions, we assume the best of intentions, and we walk together from the same place. We see it time and again in the Bible with Jesus. The woman at the well, the gentleness that he showed to her. The adulterous woman about to be stoned. The gentleness, the peacefulness, with all the arguing going around as she knelt before she was going to be stoned. And here's Jesus being peaceful and gentle. The kindness to the invalid who came to the hot springs, the hot pools, to warm his tormented body. And Jesus helped carry him out and told him to go on his way. The many, many times when he stepped into a boat in gentleness, calmed the sea, and stood on a boat on the shore, near the shore, his pulpit, and preached about kindness, being welcoming, being gentle, and then being prayerful. An example for us all. Galatians 3, 12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I know I don't have patience. I have some, but it always doesn't come out that way. And I've got to work on that every day. 2 Corinthians 4. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. I've talked about John Lederach before, Unitarian mediator, world mediator, has faced Somalian warlords to come and help Somalia through their civil wars. He's faced Northern Ireland Catholics and Protestants in trying to solve their conflicts. He says he does two things. No matter who is in front of him, he looks into the face and he strives to see Jesus in the face of whoever he's in front of, whether it's a Somalian warlord or whoever it may be. Again, a testament to being gentle first. The other thing he's super with is finding common ground, even when tribal, we'll call it tribal vibes, overrule everything else. Let's find common ground. Where can we both be gentle? Where can we both start out at the same place? I'm going to take just a second and do a little commercial, because we said that about, it's been about a year that we talked about, a group of us got together, and I have to tell you that a lot of this was due to Sarah Locke, and thank you, Jim, today. Thank you for singing. Loved hearing you sing right here next to me. Thank you very much. But it was about a year ago. Thanks to the Locks and their creativity and their leadership, we put together this how to handle an issue or a concern. And I want to bring it out today. We said we would bring it out every 6 months or so. But I want to bring it out today and remind everybody. They're in the office. You can get a copy. Take a moment and read through it. Think about it. If you have any, we're a church of gentleness. We're a church with a good spirit. We're a church that has open doors. We're a church that can be a beacon for solving any kind of conflict, like John Lederach. It's not that hard. We just need to find common ground. Take this and read it. In our interactions together as members of this church, and if you're a visitor for the first time, I hope you feel welcome today. Things have calmed down, but we still need to work on this. And I ask all of us just to take a moment and pray about that. Contemplate that and read this and just think about it. Thank you. End of commercial. So let's go back to where I began. John Turturro. Wouldn't it be great if we all started out with a gentleness before we interacted with somebody? Those interactions are so important, even if we think we're the smallest thing in the world. But we're an example, and we can be an example while we pass out apple pies, because we're known for that. Let's be known for being gentle people who pass out apple pies. If whole tribes of people had gentleness, if whole tribes, whole groups of people had the gentleness trait, just a little, what would we be like in the world today, or in this town, or in this country? Where would we be? And I'll leave you just one last word. I have a little thing that I keep on my desk at home. Something that helps me remind me, and I'll just read this and end my talk. Every day, give a kindness to someone. Every day, give purpose to at least one person. Purpose to at least one person. Every day, learn something new. Hopefully new from that person. And if that something is given by someone, thank them. And thank them with a holy kiss. Amen. Thank you.